May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I think, this is before the sermon. Don't count this as the sermon. I think that the call for today is one prayer that each and every one of us could say every day for all the denominations, for people to be able to relax and take time and be able to attend church somewhere. You know, as long as we're worshiping Jesus, just somewhere. Because it's absolutely a beautiful and very honest and true prayer. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. And because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it goes on. And personally, I think that's a prayer we could say every day. For Ecclesiastes, the thread that I picked up in the gospel, it has it right in it. Chasing after wind. We are not to be spinning our wheels and chasing after wind. We are to be chasing after our God, His will, and His way, and store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. We're to live for God, not to chase after wind. Also Colossians, the same thing. Seek the things that are above where Christ is. In other words, we're supposed to what? Seek God. And not spin our wheels, not chase after the wind, not do anything but know that our lives are wrapped in the arms of our Lord. And we're to be with Him and have Him protect us and guide us and kind of push us on sometimes. We're to seek God. That's what it's all about. So here we have our gospel. And it always makes me smile. Someone in the crowd says to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to buy the family inheritance with me." Now, in those days, inheritance always fell under, let's say, the jurisdiction of the rabbi. Because of the Torah. It was in the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the law, the books of Moses. But notice the attitude in this person. Tell my brother. Here he comes to Jesus, but he has an attitude of telling him what to do. He doesn't want to listen. And Jesus, of course, doesn't miss it. So he says to him, "Who set me to be judge or arbitrator over you?" Jesus knew that this person, the motivation was self-interest. It was greed. It was not genuine interest in how inheritance works. And all of us know, not just me because I've been through a lot of funerals, but all of us know that when someone dies, a lot of times, then and now, there are arguments about inheritance. And that can tie up the property for years and years and years. But worse than that, it causes long, hurtful, and very bitter conflicts between family members and friends. So what happens? Jesus knows all this, figures it out, he perceives it, so he warns them. He warns them about greed and covetousness. And just so we all know, covetousness is not when, let's say, I take a drive in the country and I see a beautiful house and I say to myself, "I want that house." Now hear the difference. I want that house. I don't want a house like it. I want that house. If I have that kind of attitude, that means I don't care about the people inside of that house. I just want to get rid of them. They're in my way. I want that house. That is sinful. That is greed at the worst of greed, because I'm not caring about the people who have that house, or have that car, or have a spouse, or have children, or have a job, anything like that. That's the difference between wanting something like someone or wanting what they have. That's covetousness. And that's what Jesus is warning about. So he says, take care, be on your guard, against all greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. So he tells them a story. He tells them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. So he was really fortunate. He was lucky. And that's great. But here it comes. And then he thought to himself, what should I do? I have no place to store my crops. I can guarantee, because I know just about everybody in here, the first thought is not, well, I'm going to tear down my barns and make bigger barns. He never thought about what would God want. And that as children of God, that's who we are. What would God want me to do with all my abundance? He never said, maybe I'll share. And then he's actually very wasteful because he wants to tear down the small barns and make big ones. Why not use the little barns, at least one of them, for a place where he can have people come and share his abundance instead of just wasting all that lumber? He didn't think anything of that sort. So he says, okay, I'm going to build larger ones and I'll store all my grain and all my goods in them. Think of all the eyes we hear and the me's and the mine's. And he says, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many, many years. So all I have to do is relax, eat, and drink, and be merry. There is no concern for his neighbor, or a stranger, or anyone that needs help. He has no concern of God Almighty, who might be calling him and asking him, look, I gave you all of this. Try to share some. It wasn't in his mindset at all. So Jesus goes on with the parable and he says, but God says to the man, you fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. Oops. He's going to die. So what happened? Well, we don't know, because is the man's mindset that he has on earth going to be the same when he's face to face with God? We don't know. That's between him and God. But the warning that Jesus gives is store up treasures with God. Be rich towards God. This man never did. He never stored up treasures with God within the heavenly kingdom. He didn't care about others. He didn't care about anyone except for himself. For me, I personally feel, and you can pray it with me, the prayer of the week hits this gospel dead on. I think it's a beautiful prayer. Another one we can pray. Take your bulletin home. So, I'd like to end with this prayer. And let's read it nice and slow. Benevolent God, you are the source, the guide, and the goal of our lives. Teach us to love what is worth loving, to reject what is offensive to you, and to treasure what is precious in your sight, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.